Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm Ian John Maholland, M-A-H-O-L-L-A-N-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Maholland as described in the reports above. He is now a 66-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 6-18-14. Paired a customer around a stop sign, and he T-boned the side of her car. Paired as a result, he believes he injured his back, comma, head, comma, neck, comma, and shoulder, and was seen at Kennedy Hospital emergency room afterwards. Paired. He had further evaluation and treatment, including two neck surgeries, one of which involved implantation of plates. He did have some injections from Dr. Josephson since last evaluated here, but no additional surgeries. Period. New paragraph. Records show he applied for modification of his order approving settlement. Period. He was seen by Dr. David on 6/27/18, period. He offered 90% permanent partial total disability for the head and neck, and 35% for the lower back, period. On 8/9/18, he was seen by neurologist Dr. Carta, C-A-R-T-A, period. She found 5% permanent partial neurologic disability for his headaches. Period. His concussion was mild, and generally speaking, the vast majority of patient symptoms related to minor concussions are expected to resolve within a few weeks to months, as it was documented by the treating neurologist, Dr. Skinner. Period. Her diagnoses were cervical post-laminectomy syndrome, comma, cervicogenic headaches, comma, cervical degenerative joint disease, for which surgery was performed, comma, hypertension, comma, and obesity. Period. Another report was a note in response to the letter received on 10/21/19, Dr. Maholland wrote about his current complaints. Period. He also explained the original surgery. The surgeon who did the original surgery is no longer practicing in the state of New Jersey. Period. He was not receiving disability at that time, but he was still employed by Folk, F-O-U-L-K-E, management, but not in the same location. Period. He did not sustain any injuries since the fusion. Period. Our surgical exam was done by Dr. Mitchell on 1/26/20. Period. He commented that although he had undergone C5-6 and C6-7 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, he did not obtain a fusion at C6-7. Period. Upon imaging, Dr. Mitchell thought C5-6 did not fuse either. Period. He had temporary improvement with both surgeries, but his symptoms were now returning. Period. He recommended updated CAT scan. Period. This was done on 1/14/22 to be inserted. Period. Flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 5/25/22. He had an updated cervical spine MRI to be inserted here. Period. As compared to an MRI of 5/21/17 and a CAT scan of 1/14/22. The petitioner was also seen by spine surgeon Dr. Kirshner on 3/18/22, period. He noted the course of treatment to date, period. He recommended pain management for a cervical epidural injection, as well as a home exercise program. Period, he could also work light duty. Period. On 10-10-22, Dr. Josephson administered a cervical epidural injection. Period. This appears to have been repeated on 11-28-22. Period. He followed up with Dr. Kirshner. There was no record of further follow-up with Dr. Kirshner. Period. New paragraph, there will be a correction. He did see Dr. Josephson first on 8-11-22. Period. They discussed pursuing various treatment options, including injection therapy. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Josephson was through 12-9-22. Period. At the visit of 12-9-22, Mr. Mulholland reported 60% improvement of his pain for the first day, and then his pain returned. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, spine, cervical. Inspection revealed a forward held posture. Appeared there was a right anterior transverse scar and a posterior longitudinal scar measuring approximately 3 inches in length. Appeared active flexion was 20 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 40 degrees, with side bending right 20 degrees and left 30 degrees. Appeared he was tender to palpation of the right suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic, normal. Impressions on 6-18-14. John Mulholland was injured at work, as will be inserted from my marked prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 10-18-18. Period. He then reopened his claim. Period. Mr. Mulholland was seen by nurse surgeon Dr. Mitchell on 1-6-20, who recommended updated x-rays. Period. He also was seen by Dr. Kirshner and Dr. Josephson, who performed epidural injections with good but temporary relief. Period. No additional invasive surgery was performed in this matter. Period. New paragraph. The joint exam found there to be decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. There was no weakness atrophy or sensory deficits in the upper extremities. Period. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same as will be marked and inserted here. And that is the end.